With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Francine tracking towards Louisiana, the center of the hurricane, now 150 miles southwest of Morgan City. Conditions along the coastline are deteriorating. Brad Reinhart, senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center in Miami, says storm surge won't be the only problem.
There's also going to be some areas of damaging and life-threatening hurricane force winds in portions of southern Louisiana later today near where the center of the storm makes landfall. And the tropical storm conditions are expected to begin there later this morning. So conditions will be deteriorating throughout the day.
Francine could reach Category 2 status before landfall. Also at SRNnews.com, in remarks at a 9/11 commemoration, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon will not allow the attack memories to fade.
It can feel as if more and more Americans are returning to normal life on each new September 11th. But not here, not at the Pentagon, because we remember. The men and women of the Department of Defense remember. And we always will.
Just hours after their presidential debate, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, along with President Biden, stood together at Ground Zero to remember the horrific terrorist attack 23 years ago that killed nearly 3,000 people. Former President Trump also due at a Flight 93 National Memorial near rural Shanksville, Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 151 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 148. This is SRN News. West Virginia considers assisted suicide. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A growing number of states are embracing the practice, but in the Mountaineer state, voters will consider a constitutional ban in November. If the amendment is approved, it would make West Virginia the first state to formally bar a doctor from helping an individual take his own life in the Constitution. Pro-life advocates hope the ban passes. They point out that a so-called right to die can quickly become a duty to die, adversely impacting the elderly and disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is touting Vice President Kamala Harris's record of promoting the LGBT agenda and pledging that she will continue to do so if elected president. Walz, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, says Harris helped President Biden craft executive orders promoting homosexuality and health care, the military, and education. This is SRN News. In California, tens of thousands of homes and other structures threatened and evacuation orders expanded east of Los Angeles. Firefighters have been working in steep terrain and temperatures above 100 degrees. Wildfires burning across the West, including in Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada. About 20,000 people have had to flee a fire burning outside Reno. Inflation has reached a three-year low.
The report from the Labor Department showed that consumer prices rose 2.5% in August from a year earlier. That's down 0.4% from July. Federal Reserve officials have signaled that they're increasingly confident that inflation is falling back to their 2% target and are now shifting their focus to supporting the job market, which is steadily cooling. As a result, policymakers are poised to begin cutting their benchmark interest rate from its 23-year high in hopes of bolstering growth and hiring. Hayapanjwani, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.